This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The finance bill stalls in the Senate.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The financial reform bill is stalled in the Senate after Democrats weren't able to get the votes needed to begin the debate. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said the GOP wants financial reform, but the current bill needs revision.
All of us want to deliver a reform bill that will tighten the screws on Wall Street. But we're not going to be rushed into another massive bill based on the assurances of our friends on the other side. It's just this kind of rush that gets us a $13 trillion debt.
Goldman Sachs executives go before Congress today. Goldman is accused of fraud and of profiting from the housing collapse to the tune of $3.7 billion. European markets are off this morning after Germany expressed reservations about a Greek bailout. London's FTSE is down 0.1%. Germany's DAX is off 0.8%. And oil prices are down this morning, around $83 a barrel. Overall, crude's had a pretty bullish year, though. British oil giant BP just posted first quarter profits of more than $6 billion. But last week's explosion at a drilling rig in the Gulf of Mexico has cast a shadow over BP. It will have to pay for cleanup and could face legal action. From London, Stephen Beard has more.
The accident off the coast of Louisiana is the deadliest of its kind in the U.S. for 40 years. 11 workers are missing, presumed dead. BP is battling to contain the environmental damage. 1,000 barrels of crude a day are leaking into the sea. Beaches and wildlife along hundreds of miles of American coastline are at risk. Peter Kemp is with Energy Intelligence in London. He says the disaster could hit the oil industry's hopes for future growth. It's a major setback for President Obama's plan to open up more offshore drilling.
Those groups and forces that are vehemently opposed to any further opening up offshore will obviously get a boost from this calamitous accident.
He says the disaster is another blow for BP's reputation in the U.S. The company received a record fine following a fire at its Texas City refinery in 2005. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
I don't know if you've caught the latest ad from General Motors.
We want to make this a company all Americans can be proud of again. That's why I'm here to announce we have repaid our government loan in full with interest. 5 years ahead of the original schedule.
GM's not the only one feeling proud. Later this morning, Ford is expected to announce first quarter profits of more than $1 billion. Jill Barshay reports.
Auto analysts predict Americans will buy lots of new cars as the economy recovers. Kristen Gicek is with the Center for Automotive Research. She says many of those cars will be made in the U.S. So after years of layoffs, the industry is expected to add 180,000 jobs through 2012.
It's anybody who works at, you know, a very small tool and die shop that makes inputs to the automotive industry. It's somebody making a Honda in Marysville, Ohio.
John Walkonowitz is an analyst at IHS Global Insight. He says all the new jobs and car buying are a sign that the U.S. auto industry isn't going to disappear, as it almost did during the financial crisis.
Yeah, this is a real turnaround, and you know, we're seeing turnarounds of greater or lesser extent at Ford, GM, and Chrysler.
While Conowitz says American car makers are now more productive. But the flip side is we won't need as many assembly line workers as we used to make the same number of cars. I'm Jill Barshay from Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com. By the Henry Luce Foundation, seeking to increase American understanding of East and Southeast Asia. And by Vanguard. Vanguarding is an investment philosophy designed to help individuals reach their financial goals. Vanguard.com.
A lot of us are checking our mailboxes right now for tax refunds. Last year, more than 8 million people got them early through so-called rapid refunds. Those refund anticipation loans tend to come with high fees and interest rates. Consumer advocates say they're predatory, but as Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports, a clampdown on credit could kill them off.
To get one of these loans, you go to a tax preparer, like H&R Block or Jackson Hewitt, or thousands of mom-and-pop operations. But the money actually comes from a bank, and these days fewer and fewer banks are doing this kind of business. John Hewitt is CEO of Liberty Tax Service. It's a big tax prep chain based in Virginia. He lost his bank this year.
The regulators said you can no longer be in the bank business anymore. So one of the major players exited the business.
That was Santa Barbara Bank and Trust. It was a casualty of the Fed's crackdown on lenders. Hewitt says not only are fewer banks offering these loans, but those that do have tightened up their standards. Hewitt had to go to Kentucky for a new lender, to Republic Bank. He says all this has been bad for business and bad for borrowers.
Because Santa Barbara exited the industry and because Republic had a lower approval rate, there are going to be less loans this year than the previous year.
That's certainly been the case for Jim Doyle. He owns a chain of six tax prep offices in Little Rock, Arkansas. They did about 10% fewer refund anticipation loans this year.
And I think that has a lot to do with the economy. When we go back and we looked at our numbers for this year, we were down a little bit. But a lot of the clients that would normally come in that say maybe between $0 and $7,000 that, you know, had just had a part-time job, those part-time jobs weren't available.
He says many people without jobs didn't have taxes to file, which means no refund, and no reason to get one of these loans. Consumer advocates have a different point of view. Josh Zinner is an advocate at NEDAP, a consumer advocacy group in New York. He says the IRS is processing electronic returns a lot faster than it used to.
And it's a lot simpler for people now to get their tax returns in a short period of time just by filing conventionally.
Zinner says there's no point in applying for a refund anticipation loan when your refund will get to you just as quickly, for free. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And finally, one California county might be taking the happy out of the Happy Meal. Santa Clara County is considering a proposal today that would ban the toys that come with McDonald's Happy Meals. They worry the toys reward unhealthy eating. No word yet on the emotional tax the no toy rule would have on their parents. That's going to be a tough one to explain. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.